It's your day in tech yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the day in tech history, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. April 17th. 1981 is where we're going to start. Texas Instruments introduces the Logo programming language to qualified school districts in the TI-99/4 home computer. It wouldn't be released to the general public until the Summer Consumer Electronics Show in June. 1996, Apple Computer reports a second quarter loss of $740 million, and more than 1,500 employee layoffs were scheduled over the next 12 months. Also in 1996, Toshiba releases the Libretto sub-notebook. It had a 821.1 cubic centimeter and a weight of just 840 grams. It was the smallest PC-compatible computer yet released. And U.S. Vice President Al Gore visits a high-tech mobile computer classroom called CyberEd. After the visit, the truck leaves on a 122-day route to rural regions to expose children to the riches of computers and the internet. It was financed by a $1 million grant from MCI, the Micken Family Foundation, Microsoft Corning, DSC Communications Group, and the William G. McCowan Charitable Fund. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, Aerial Images, based on Raleigh, North Carolina, posts five recently released Russian spy satellites on Area 51 on their website. That was TerraServer.com. Area 51, of course, is the Air Force test site, informally known for the basic alien abduction conspiracies. Photos were taken by a Russian satellite called Sovinform Sputnik in 98. On April 18th, so many visitors hit the website to see those photos, they would have to be removed until additional hardware could be installed to handle that volume. Also in 2000, the United States Department, State Department reveals that a laptop computer that held classified information disappears from the Bureau of Intelligence and Research in February. According to Reuters, the computer may have contained code word information, which basically a classification higher than top secret, including sensitive intelligent information and plans. 2001, Python 2.1 was released. In 2002, AMD unveils the Mobile Athlon XP processor, 1400 plus at 1.2 gigahertz, 1500 plus at 1.3 and 1.33 gigahertz, 1600 plus at 1.4 gigahertz, and 1700 plus at 1.47 gigahertz. They featured the 200 or 266 megahertz bus, except for the 1700 plus, which was available with only the 266 megahertz bus. Processors were manufactured with a 0.13 micron technology and based on the processor core codenamed Thoroughbred. 2008, Red Hat makes an announcement that they will be focusing on servers and not going after consumer markets with desktop versions of the software. PowerPlay, which is the online payment service, drops SciStar as an account after learning that it's making Mac clones. PowerPlay does that because of the way SciStar violates Apple Services Agreement and User License Agreement. Also in 2008, Microsoft purchases Faircast, which is an online airfare predictor. No price was disclosed. And AT&T launches Pogo, a web browser. And in 2009, Sweden District Court finds the four defendants of the Pirate Bay file swapping case are guilty of hosting illegal downloads. And in following suit with Ashton Kutcher, Oprah Winfrey joins Twitter. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And, of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.